Florin Egger from DigitPaint talks about the development of Entopic Mail, a Rails application for mailing newsletters that's currently in use at organizations like Philips, NEN, and the Dutch Ministry of Health, Welfare and Sport. This is Thijs van der Vossen from Fingertips Design and Development. I'm happy to bring you a talk from the Rails Show and Tell meeting held in Amsterdam on the 22nd of June 06.
Welcome again. My name is Florin. I work for a small company of which I'm a half owner called DigitPaint. We are developing web applications and our focus lies on content management system. Today, however, I'm going to talk about a project we did last year. This was at a time that Rails did not have reached the 1.0 status. But what we developed was for a company called Entopic. It's one of our partners that's a content provider. They had an application to send corporate newsletters. They already had a small client base, but the application was in PHP and was programmed by someone else, and it was they had a big maintainability problem as they copied the application every time they had a new client, and then they changed something in one version, but then another client wanted that feature too. Anyway, they got a big maintainability problem. So they asked us to redevelop the application, which is called Entopic Mail. Application is used by several big companies like Philips, NEN, the Dutch industry standard. I think they create them, I'm not sure. Also, the Dutch government uses it, and we are sending out about a million mails a month currently. So I think this should show what Entopic Mail is. In the rest of my presentation, I will focus on the more technical parts. First, I will give a small explanation how it works, and then I will explain something about the challenges we faced during development. The application consists of two parts. We have subscriptions, which are integrated into our client's website, like Philips. It looks like it's part of the Philips website. It provides the subscription screen, the confirmation of the subscription, the emails, the email confirmation. And the second part is the actual sending management part, where the someone at Philips, for instance, logs in, puts together its newsletter, and sends it out. Something about the innards. This is a very abstract. We have for each client we have an environment. So Philips actually has an environment called philips.entopicmail.com. They log into this, and there they manage a couple of lists. And an environment has also some up to 35,000 subscribers, which are linked to these lists as, for instance, the Ministry of Health and Sport has a couple of lists for each with different interests. The challenge we faced while we are developing this application, where we had to integrate the subscription screens into the client website. There was absolutely importance that a mail, once uh, uh, it, it was sent, it could never be sent twice. So if for instance, Philips created a new press release and started sending out to all the subscribers, it was absolutely important that it would not be sent twice, even if the server would crash and that it could be resumed afterwards. The third problem was that we had to send really large quantities of mail as fast as possible. As I said, we have subscriber lists up to 35,000 subscribers. The first problem, the integration in a client website, we considered these three options to create a web service API that the clients had to implement. This was, however, far too complicated and would have taken a very long time for each client to implement. The iframe, we didn't even really consider that, as it would not have ideologically fit into our company's idea of adhering to standards. So we ended up with DNS redirection. This means that for Philips, it's abonneer, for the Ministry of Health and Sport, it's abonneren.minvws.nl. This, however, had as a had some drawbacks for us. We had to host each template for the website, so we had to replicate the look and feel of each website. For instance, for Philips, we decided to use a normal controller with a not to create an own rendering or template system. So we ended up with, we had to have templates for each environment, so for all the screens in the subscription process. We ended up with a search path approach. Who here is familiar with the Rails Engines plugin? And the Rails Engines plugin also uses a very similar search path approach, whereas you get the it searches in the main application tree, and then it goes to its to other directories to search for templates. The second challenge we had is never to send the mail twice. As soon as the client decides to send out the mail to his subscribers, we create a job which has many mails. The mail consists is actually a copy of all essential information a subscriber has. This was necessary, as a subscriber could be unsubscribed, could be in the process of unsubscribing when the delivery had started. So we had to be sure that the information was always available, and that the sending of the mails wouldn't fail. As for the problem as to never send the mail twice, we knew this would be a performance drawback, but as soon as the mail is sent, it will be deleted from the queue, which is basically just a table in a database. If the sending of that specific mail would fail, it would be flagged for retry. And once the retry would fail, it would be flagged again for that it didn't go through. As a third problem we faced of sending large quantities of mail, we could not really directly send it from a dispatcher or from the controller, because the application would block, or it would, if we had used AJAX, it would have blocked one of our FCEI processes or Mongrel processes or whichever we would have used. This is why we pretty soon came to the conclusion that we needed some kind of queue managing daemon that would send out all the emails. Another in the first version, we used Action Mailer, but Action Mailer has a few drawbacks. It rebuilds the internal T-mail objects on every time it gets delivered. This would mean that all part attachments would have been rebuilt for every subscriber, which is really unnecessary as the personalizations we do are only in the text part and the HTML part and not in the attachments that some clients are adding to these mailings. I see a typo. At the moment, we were creating these, we were busy with this project. The action mailer did not have real HTML or attachment support. So for the daemon, we had this approach. As you see, it's the job and the mail queue. Principally, it works like this. We prepared in the application as soon as the client clicked the button on the for delivery. We created a job and the queue. We sent a signal to the queue manager, which is as you see a DRB daemon. We did try to use XML RPC, but we had a lot of problems with that, as it kept crashing. It was not it could not use exceptions. For instance, nil could not be returned. Also, I think it has the weird thing that it cannot use integers. I'm not sure that you could only use floating point numbers. Then the queue manager would start sending the mails from the mail table. We use tokens in the communication between the application and the queue manager. And parallel to the delivery, the progress would be checked by the application directly on the mail queue table. Probably not ideal, but at the time it was the easiest solution. This is a short overview of the problems we faced, and I think I want to keep it short. If you're interested, don't hesitate to contact me. I'll be willing to give demonstration on the user interface or any other problems we faced, as the creation of a daemon itself was, especially in combination with Active Record and sending and making it possible to send multiple batches at once, was quite a challenge in itself. So, any questions?
For mail sending, do you use upstream ISP SMTP, or are you doing your own SMTP connection?
We found out that the net SMTP library of Ruby is very, very slow. We did some comparative performance testing with, for instance, the same implementation in PHP. And it was a factor about 100 faster than the plain Ruby one. We now use direct send mail injection, which isn't that not as fast as we would like it to be, but for the moment it's fast enough.
One other question: you said that you're using personalization for the mail. For each mail, mm-hmm. So assume something like Hello Fred or something. Mm-hmm. Isn't it an idea to, let's say, hack up your template into personalized parts and static parts, and then to, let's say, job process it with?
The problem is that Tmail encodes the email. We also, just like Action Mailer, use Tmail for the encoding of our email. It encodes the email message. We did some tests with direct replacement on the encoded emails, but it would give, especially with line endings, it would give very weird results.
But with encoding, you mean multi-part MIME encoding?
Yes, the MIME encoding.
Did you consider to use JavaScript for the client application, for the subscribing client website?
No, or actually, yes, we did. Back then, there was no easy JavaScript implementation like we have now with Prototype and the easy Ajax helpers. But it was also another problem was that most of our clients where we had to integrate the subscription screens were non-adhering to standards and were very problematic with integration like that. One of the things is that we couldn't just inject stuff so easily.
You've been listening to a talk from the Rails Show and Tell meeting held in Amsterdam on the 22nd of June 2006. If you'd like to find out more about our meetings, please visit Fingertips Design and Development at www.fngtps.com.